This is Holy Land Moments, a radio ministry of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews. On today's program, the Fellowship's C.J. Burroughs continues sharing one of our Heroes of the Holocaust stories called An Actor, An Advocate, and An Ally.
The Zelvarovicha family had lived in a small apartment on the top floor of a townhouse in Warsaw, Poland, since 1918. Polish actor, director, and drama teacher Alexander Zelvarovicha and his daughter Lena began to house Jewish people in hiding there during World War II. Lena's Jewish friend Helena and her 11-year-old daughter Hania showed up there. They had just escaped the Warsaw Ghetto, where the city's Jews were being held before their deportation to death camps. Little did those two know, but Alexander and Helena were already harboring another Jewish girl named Miriam. Despite the danger, father and daughter welcomed Helena and Hania to join Miriam in hiding. Alexander's daughter found a convent willing to hide the three Jews in a much safer place. But even after this, there were still times when the family would hide Miriam and a number of other Jewish people, each for a little while. After the war, Helena, Hania, and Miriam all made Aliyah to Israel, but they never forgot what the famous actor and his daughter had done. Alexander died in Warsaw in 1955. The Alexander Zelvarovicha National Academy of Dramatic Art in Warsaw is named after him, and Israel's Holocaust Memorial, Yad Vashem, named Alexander and his daughter Lena Righteous Gentiles in 1977. Surely a finer award than any Oscar, Emmy, or Tony could ever be.
You've been listening to Holy Land Moments. The State of Israel has recognized over 27,000 friends of the Jewish people as righteous Gentiles. Find out how much you know about these heroic men and women by visiting HolyLandRadio.org. That's HolyLandRadio.org.